Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Hi guys, I'm Malvika and today we'll be just talking about the weddings of 2018. This year had a lot of our favorite celebrities getting married in some of the grandest and in some cases the most simplest of ways. And today, let's discuss some of our favorite ones. I'm going to talk about the weddings in a chronological manner so that we can flow from one wedding to the other very easily. So let's start with what seems like the first important wedding of the year 2018, which is of Milind Soman. The model-turned-marathoner tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend Ankita Konwar, who's also equally a fitness enthusiast, by the way, on April 11th, 2018 in Alibaug. And they were heavily criticized because of the age gap that they had, because he is 52 and she is only 26. But they were obviously not bothered about these trivial things that were happening around them, and instead, they were very busy setting new trends. Did you know that Milind and Ankita decided to plant saplings of trees, one for each of the guests who attended the wedding? Imagine if every couple would implement this. This year, we would have taken the biggest step towards reversing environmental damage, you know, given the many big fat weddings that took place this year. But anyways, coming back to their wedding, after 3 months of their traditional Assamese wedding, they went to Hawaii for their honeymoon, after which they exchanged their wedding vows again in a barefoot wedding at Santiago de Compostela in Spain on July 11th amidst the woods and serene waterfall in the backdrop. Now that's some wedding. Then coming down south, the Kannada film industry's leading actors Chiranjeevi Sarja and Meghna Raj got married in a church on April 29th and had a Hindu wedding on May 2nd at the palace grounds in Bengaluru. Chiranjeevi and Meghna were friends for 10 years before their wedding. And Meghna supposedly said that Chiru and I always knew we'd end up with each other. He was my 4 a.m. friend. Now that's something, being married to your best friend, no? Sweet. But anyways, now let's come to the first big Bollywood wedding of 2018. Obviously, Sonam Kapoor and Anand Ahuja. On May 8th, after dating each other for 4 years, they got married. And what I read on an online portal is that the Cupid decided to target Anand first, resulting in him proposing Sonam within a month of meeting her, while Sonam obviously took her own sweet time waiting for the arrow to strike her. And not to mention, it being Sonam's wedding, all her dresses that she wore at her wedding, mehendi, sangeet and reception made headlines. All of them were so pretty. And from one extravagant event to another, let's go to the royal wedding. The royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle took place at St. George's Chapel in Windsor on the 19th of May 2018. And after the service, the couple travelled around Windsor in a horse-drawn carriage, providing an opportunity for members of the public to see them and also join in with the celebrations. Just like in those Disney cartoons we grew up watching. Oof, what a sight it would have been. Hannah? Then came our baby's wedding. Whether Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married or not was a huge confusion in the middle. But later it was confirmed that they did indeed get married in September at the New York City courthouse. And what actually confirmed their marriage to most of the world was the post that Bieber posted. A photo of him and Baldwin with a simple caption, "My wife is awesome." And that's all that needs to be said. And after the denial phase that Baldwin was going through, she changed her name on Instagram to acknowledge their marriage. Now she's called Hailey Road Bieber. Before their marriage, they were having an on-off relationship for years. But you know what? If you actually ask me, I always liked him with Selena Gomez. I don't know why, they just seemed perfect for each other. But our thoughts here don't really matter, do they? Now, let's talk about my favorite wedding of 2018. Deepika Padukone and Ranveer Singh, both of whom I love, tied the knot on November 14th and 15th in Italy after a dating period of 6 years. The first wedding on the 14th followed the Konkani tradition. The best South Indian chefs were flown from India for the function. And the food was supposedly served on banana leaves, according to the reports that I read. And then the second wedding day on 15th followed the North Indian tradition, the photos for which were revealed only quite later by the couple on their social media handles. And after these 2 days, the couple were busy hosting receptions for friends, family and colleagues. And here's to wishing them a lifetime of the same energy, happiness and togetherness. But Deepveer weren't even done with all their functions when hashtag Nikyanka, which is Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, tied the knot on the 1st and 2nd of December. They had a Christian wedding on the first day where Priyanka and Nick wore costumes custom made by none other than Ralph Lauren. And everyone obviously knows about Priyanka's 75-foot-long veil. It was all over social media. And they also had an 18-foot-tall cake that obviously left many drooling. Then the second day was an Indian Hindu wedding in Jodhpur where the Chopras and Jonas's had a Sangeet face-off. And I can imagine how Bollywood that would have been. Like, I wish someone took a video of it and posted it online so I could, like, watch, you know? But anyways, going forward, someone else who decided to get married in 2018 is Quentin Tarantino. Yes, the director who's an inspiration for many is officially a married man, now at age 55. On November 28th of 2018, he married his 35-year-old longtime girlfriend, Daniela Pick, after a romantic wedding ceremony in Los Angeles. And did you know that there were only 20 people for the wedding and that it was a very intimate and private affair? But you're probably wondering why he never got married before, no? And what I found is that in 2009, when he was asked why he never married before, Tarantino said that when I'm doing a movie, I'm not doing anything else. It's all about the movie. I don't have a wife, I don't have a kid. Nothing can get in my way. So now what I'm thinking is his marriage a way for him to indicate that his film career is going to end? But I guess we'll have to wait and watch, you know? Now coming closer to the end of our list, the last month of 2018 also saw the coming together of two Indian sports celebrities, Saina Nehwal and Parupalli Kashyap, both badminton players and Commonwealth Games medalists. They tied the knot in a traditional ceremony in Hyderabad in the presence of family members and close friends. And just like in sports movies, both met in 2005 when they both were training under Pulela Gopichand. So he's basically their love godfather, I'm guessing. But according to the articles that I read, I don't think their marriage was very comfortably placed, because what I read was that they got married on the 16th of December because from 20th onwards, Saina Nehwal was going to be very busy training and, you know, going for her matches and all that. So she had to basically sandwich her marriage between training and match schedules. So it looks like the real match is going to be between her personal life and her career. Let's hope it all goes well though. And now, our 2018 ended with the news of the very, very gorgeous Liam Hemsworth getting married to our Hannah Montana turned wrecking ball turned back to old self Miley Cyrus. And guess what? The Malibu fire, which would usually ring a negative bell in anyone's head, was actually after which Miley Cyrus was sure that she wanted to get married to him. And this was because Liam saved Miley's animals during the fire. And obviously after a gesture like that, anyone would have fallen flat for the guy. And him being Liam Hemsworth obviously helped the falling. Like, how could you not fall? But anyways, the awe factor is still left to be said. And here it is. Miley recreated her parents' wedding. In 1993, her parents also got married at home in Tennessee and also had a super laid-back wedding and also posed for a photo in their living room, just like Miley and Liam. Now that's like the perfect combination of parent and child goals as well as couple goals. Arre wah, Miley Cyrus. Well done. Chalo, and with this, let's end our 2018 wedding stories and hope that 2019 has more wedding gossip waiting for us. And until then, it's me, Malvika, signing off.
Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com.